Thank you, Mr. President. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you for assuming this important role and assure you of my delegation's full support. We'd also like to thank the panellists for their valuable and insightful presentations this morning. Ireland, in its statement, would like to focus in particular on the topic of transparency and accountability in the context of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Transparency is an essential principle of the disarmament pillar of the NPT. The call for accountability and for the transparency needed to achieve it is not new, and indeed the concept of permanence with accountability was at the heart of the 1995 indefinite extension and the establishment of the strengthened review process. Transparency is something that was a key element of disarmament-related decisions at the review conferences of 2000 and 2010 similarly. Likewise, it was to the fore at the 2022 review conference and last year's preparatory committee meeting in Vienna. Transparency and accountability in the implementation of NPT Article 6 commitments and obligations has long been a priority for Ireland. We know that a majority of states are concerned at lack of fulfilment of Article 6 obligations and related commitments, with state parties lacking the ability to track progress in this domain. States wish to be able to see progress in a meaningful and tangible way, and a way that gives confidence. Ultimately, there is a clear concern of the potential impact to the treaty, the cornerstone of the disarmament and non-proliferation regime. We are encouraged by the increasing interest in progressing transparency and accountability, as demonstrated in the working group and preparatory committee last year, as well as the strong commitment from delegations to see this work carried forward ahead of the second PrepCom in a few months' time. It is imperative that we build on this momentum and respond effectively to the strong cross-regional call for progress. Ireland, both within the New Agenda Coalition and together with New Zealand and Switzerland, has been working towards carrying forward this work with a view to ensuring progress at the forthcoming session and as something to build on across the rest of the review cycle and in the run-up to the 2026 review conference. We know that a large number of delegations and groupings, including regional and cross-regional groups, are similarly interested in making progress on this issue, and we look forward to working together with them in the months ahead. While the current geopolitical and security environment is indeed incredibly difficult and fraught, we must not lower our level of ambition as we seek to progress the aims of the treaty and state parties' related commitments and obligations under Article 6. We look forward towards making further progress on this issue with all stakeholders, both in July and August and then in the lead up to the review conference. Thank you.